826 at AM 930 WEOL. Let's head right out to Goodyear, Arizona, where Tim Alcorn is standing by. Tim?
Indeed I am. Thank you very much, Bruce, along with Craig. Good morning to everybody back in Lorain County in Northeast Ohio, and thrilled to have with us at the table here in the complex Tito's right-hand guy, the bench coach for the Tribe, Brad Mills, stops by to pay us a visit. Is that an apt description?
I have no idea. His right hand probably looks better than this right hand. At all the time, but I try to do whatever I can.
You guys go back a long way, quite a history with you and Tito. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, we first met each other back in what? I guess it was the late 70s, 77, 78, at the University of Arizona in Tucson. And we just struck up a friendship simply because we were two guys that loved the game we wanted to make our team better, and we did whatever we could to help make our team better. I think that's probably a really good description. And then we just wound up playing professionally in the same organization with Montreal, then in the big leagues together with Montreal. And so it then on coaching staffs with each other. So there's been some time, but there's a lot of knowledge that, you know, that he was in dugouts at the major league level because of his dad. And I think those things kind of wore off a little bit attracted a lot of people to him as we move forward.
You sit right next to Tito. That's why you're in the dugout with him, kind of that bench coach role to share some ideas, bounce thoughts off each other. More often than not, Brad, are you on the same plane? Are you on the same train of thought? Or sometimes is he going in a different direction? How does that work?
Oh, well, I think it's good communication, I should say. And sometimes we think differently, and I don't think he wants me to have the same opinion as him all the time. And he doesn't. That's not what he gets either. He'll get my opinion, that's for sure. And I think that he likes that. He doesn't go with it all the time. And sometimes I give an opinion he agrees with. Sometimes I give an opinion that he doesn't agree with. But I think that happens all the time when you have a relationship and someone has to make a decision, which T does, and it's on his shoulders more than anything else. But I think that he knows that whatever I'm doing as well, I want to help do the best thing I can for the organization and for him and for this ball club to help us win games. And once he realizes that, he knows I'm talking from my heart, and we go from there.
Again, Indians bench coach Brad Mills joining us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Brad, every spring training certainly has similarities, but there's differences every year as well. There's something unique. What makes this camp unique?
It has. It's very unique, I think, and different camps are unique is the way I should say it. It's simply how guys are, the things that we want to get accomplished in spring. The schedule has changed from day to day this year, more it has in the past. What we're kind of focusing on is trying to zero in on a few players, developing a few things, whether it's hitting, whether it's our defensive play, whether it's the fundamentals that we work on. We're trying to kind of isolate certain situations a little bit, and because of that, we have to change the program on a daily basis to do that. So that's probably the biggest thing this year. More than anything else, guys that have been here in the past, they know how we go about doing things. And so being able to bringing them together is something we're trying to get done.
And Brad, talking to Tito earlier this week, and certainly a lot of the guys and members of the coaching staff, there's a real hunger in this camp. Tito used the term coming out with a vengeance this year. Obviously, coming just a little bit short the past couple of years has now served as a motivational tool.
Well, it's been a good lesson to learn, I think, in the past. Lesson might not be the right word, but the experience of going through it is probably better. It's going to be something that's really going to help these players that are coming back that have gone through it, like you said, the last couple of years. And really, there's a few guys that have gone through it the last 3, 4, 5 years. So we get in a situation like that, they know exactly what it takes to get there, and now what we need to do is just take that extra step. So as we're looking towards things this spring and this season, we're trying to do things with that in mind to kind of push us over the top and get us moving in that direction.
Do you have to temper that somewhat in the sense that, hey, guys, you can't look to October to get back to October? We've got to get April through September behind us first.
Well, we temper it as far as looking ahead. But we do want to say, and the guys do realize now, that the reason we're doing certain things is to win now. But these things that we win now, starting in April, will transfer over to the end of the season to where we need to go that extra step. So doing the fundamentals properly, running the bases like we need to do, playing the outfield, fielding our positions like we need to do, throwing the ball like we need to do, those things will not just help us win now, but they'll help us win in the postseason as well. And that's our goal, is to get to that postseason. Once we get to that postseason, hopefully we can push forward.
There you go. I know you're a busy guy. I appreciate you stopping by, spending a few minutes with us.
You betcha, Tim. All right.
Thank you. Brad Mills, Indians bench coach, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. Guys, I'll send it back to you. Another half hour yet to go on this Thursday morning, so plenty still to talk about here in Goodyear.